No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio. And, of course, love is in the air. It is Valentine's Day, and Ed is not here as part of the crew, and I don't know if that's coincidence that he'd rather, you know, he'd rather spend Valentine's Day with his wife as opposed to his Just Plain Radio cohorts. I don't know. What's up with that, Keith? What is wrong with him?
Well, you've known me long enough. I think you understand why he doesn't want to spend it with me.
Understood, but he doesn't really have to because you're on via the web in St. Louis today as usual. And you don't even have to be in the studio. So really, this is probably just between him and I.
Well, and,
you know,
I was trying to be politically correct, but now that you say that, you know, you've just kind of opened Pandora's box there for yourself.
Well, it may be. But you know what's weird is I'm not really feeling much remorse about it. I'm thinking that maybe he has it right and we have it wrong. We're spending Valentine's Day together, even if it's virtually via the web, and he's spending it with his wife. So I don't know. Maybe that explains some issues that you and I have.
Well, that could very well explain some of the issues that you and I have.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll just move on. Love is in the air, though, and that's no coincidence. That is because it's Valentine's Day. And before I forget to say this on the air today, I want to at least make the attempt to salvage a relationship since we just destroyed probably one with Ed, Keith, and I. Gabriella called the Just Plain Radio studios this week, and I actually picked up the line, and she said, look, my boyfriend or hubby or somebody, mistress, I don't know who it was, but it was somebody that she wanted to send props out to on the show today. Her name was Gabriella, and she wanted to, you know, say happy Valentine's Day to her, you know, hubby, mistress, I don't know who it was, but it was her better half. She wanted to do that on Just Plain Radio today, and I said, okay, fine, I'll call you back. I got your caller ID, and of course I called it, and the number wouldn't go through. So she'd blocked it like most people do when they realize what the Just Plain Radio office studio number is. However, Gabriella, I apologize. We are not able to actually do this personally, but hopefully this helps. And whoever it is, if you have a secret admirer or a stalker named Gabriella, you know she wanted to wish you happy Valentine's Day today. And you're listening to Just Plain Radio instead, and that should be a sign that your relationship is in deep, deep trouble. So we did our part, or something, I guess. Right, Keith?
That's right. We did our part.
All right. Which is more damage than any good, but that's just, you know, that's just how we roll or how we fly here at Just Plain Radio. Now, a couple other things. We got another email actually last week. Somebody wants to sync up with you. Another Keith. Is this another fan that you're going to sync up with is in St. Louis? Is that the deal? What's going on?
That is correct. He is in St. Louis, and he's working on his private pilot certificate. Uh-huh. And so he wants to meet up with me. So we're going to go get some barbecue.
Okay. Now, if you guys, you're going to obviously talk shop, talk about aviation, flying, and stuff like that. He obviously has a passing interest and is a student pilot. Heard you talk about training and reached out. And, we said, of course, Keith would, he's accessible. He'd love to talk to someone. Now, if he shows up at the barbecue with like a gray tie or something like that and starts talking about, hey, I got like 50 shades of these ties or something, I turn around and run the other way. Hear what I'm saying, Keith?
Oh, I hear you.
Hey, I'm not talking, no. I'm not talking to you, Keith. I'm talking to the Keith that emailed us, okay? So All right.
It's good. It's good they got to wear ties.
Oh, 50 Shades of something. Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. Did we say that already? Well, we apologize. Anyway, okay, so there you go. Love is in the air. Matter of fact, since we don't have Ed here with us today, Keith, I have recruited the big guns in. Once again, Abington from the Abington Watch Company is going to join us momentarily on the big show today. She has a major announcement to share with everybody on Just Plain Radio today for Valentine's Day. Are you excited or what? You don't even know what it is, I bet, do you?
I don't. I don't know what it is. Unless it's the fact that she's going to tell everybody that she's much, much better looking than Ed.
Well,
and
I
much
think,
more enjoyable to talk to.
Yeah, we had this conversation before the air today where Keith was he was upset that Ed wasn't going to make the show. And then Ed, you know, made some comment. Well, hey, look, you don't have to... you don't have to see me, and it's Valentine's Day, and that kind of thing. And I said, well, look, we got Abington instead, and you made a comment that that would be a much better trade, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't hesitate there. That would be a much better trade.
But you know, we're not together anyway, Keith, on all levels, by the way, just for the record. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, the thing is that... He is, Keith is in St. Louis. We're in our home base studio here in Orlando, which is where Ed would typically be. So we're never together anyway. And all Ed would have to do is maybe change his voice, talk in a higher pitched range there, and you could have a mental picture of, I don't know, whatever your, you know, preference is as far as a lovely lady. That won't work for you?
No, doesn't work for me.
Not even on Valentine's Day? Come on, Keith. You need to kind of play the game a little bit if you want to, find love and that kind of thing. No?
You know, I saw Ed in shorts at Sun and Fun, and that was all I needed to see.
Wow. Wow. You know, and everybody could go to justplainradio.com and,
see exactly what we saw.
And the mental picture they have in their mind right now, trust me, if you actually go to the website and look at the pictures, it'll be way worse, which is scary. But whatever, you know, we can say these things because Ed's not here today. But we do have Abington coming up. She has a big announcement to share with everyone today. And, I've already kind of kicked it with her a little bit, talking about some aviation news. A few weeks ago, we had her on talking about that Piper. Not Piper, but a Cirrus plane that landed in the Pacific with a parachute. Now, did you see the other Cirrus accident that happened this week? You know, it's kind of weird. You know, we have a couple incidents that involve Cirrus airplanes for crashes or something like that. You'd think that'd be a bad thing, but I actually am looking at it much differently because both of these crashes involved Cirrus aircraft indeed. However, they were both survivable crashes. And when I look at that from a pilot in training, I think, my gosh, that is a awesome airplane. You hear what I'm saying, Keith?
Well, yes, I hear what you're saying. And it sounds like we're becoming the crash news network.
I know, but actually this was, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is kind of a positive spin on it. I actually saw the video clip of this latest Cirrus incident on AOPA Live. You know, Tom Haines and the crew were covering this story. And I believe the guy was a student pilot in a Cirrus airplane, and I believe he was either taking off or coming around and attempting to landing, but he got caught in a vortice of the plane in front of him, and that caused him to lose control, and the plane crashed. But all that's happened, you know, he got scuffed up, broke his wrist, and that kind of thing, but he walked away from it. And I'm like, wow. And you look at the video, it doesn't look pretty. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my God, that doesn't look like a nice situation to be in. But it was pretty amazing to know that the plane protected him enough to be able to walk away from the wreckage like that. And that, to me, is a very positive thing. Just like, you know, seeing the Cirrus survive with the parachute in the Pacific. I mean, if things go wrong, isn't that a plus for, Cirrus and their way they're manufacturing these airplanes? What do you think?
Well, I don't know the exact incident that you're talking about, but, you know, It sounds to me like he took off behind a larger aircraft and got caught in the wake turbulence.
Yes, that's exactly what they were saying happened.
And, you know, that's pilot error because, you know, the controller will allow you to go, but, you know, they're supposed to give you at least 2 minutes space in between. You can always take longer if you'd like.
Right.
And a lot of pilots will disregard that. The tower will always give you caution, wake turbulence, cleared for takeoff.
Now, see, this is the difference between you and I. See, you're zeroing in on what happened and why it happened, and I'm zeroing in on the fact that this guy survived a crash, and those planes are freaking awesome! And if I'm going to learn to fly, I want to learn to fly in a plane that's going to protect me like that. Maybe it's just me. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
The flight situation. Simple. There's no way on earth we're going to get out of here tonight. We'd have more luck playing pickup sticks with our butt cheeks than we will getting a flight out of here before daybreak.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly.
Hi there, Bob Hoover here. You are listening to Just Plane Radio. Here's Greg, your co-pilot, and some other folks.
Yeah, and the other folks would be Captain Keith today. Ed is not with us because it's Valentine's Day. He's actually doing things he should with his wife. And those things we're not allowed to discuss if we expect to be on the air next week. So we'll just leave it lie for now and bring on the big guns. Because to fill in for his flight instructor certification and to fill those shoes or wings or whatever, we brought in Abington from the Abington Watch Company. So she's on Just Plane Radio with us as well as Keith today. Abington, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy V-Day.
Yeah. Now, and obviously you're spending it, inappropriately with people on the line on a radio show. So I don't know what that says about you, but we'll take it, right?
I have good reason. I have good reason. So.
Yes.
And I love you guys, so I'm happy to be here with you.
No, those reasons have to do with, like, Keith's low voice, I'm guessing. Yeah, Keith, go ahead. Work your magic.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You just
I have been accused of that once in a while, so.
Yeah. He's has that like 900 number.
I mean,
you
know,
voice
for why women. Not? Why not? She can sit here and she can listen to my voice, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, welcome to 50 Shades of Keith or something today. Anyway. But, you know, we'll try to keep it focused on aviation. I know you got
have
a lot of...
Have you gone to see the movie yet, Greg?
I have not. I figured you and I would go after the show today. You know? No? That ain't going to happen?
No, that's not happening. No. Abington and I can go, but not you and I.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll make it a group thing. We'll take the entire crew and go see the movie and feel awkward together. How about that?
All right. Abby, would you go with me?
Sure.
Well, there you go. Okay. We've got a love connection. You know, love is in the air. It is Valentine's Day, so what are you going to do, you know?
But I honestly just want him to talk to me. That's all. I don't need that movie.
Oh, my God. What you know, I definitely feel like the third wheel. I guess that'd be the nose gear. I don't know how it is, but I'm feeling a little awkward right now. So let's just change the subject and move on to aviation news and stuff that we've seen that Abington can comment on and not get Keith in trouble with his wife and Abington in trouble with her better half. How about that? That sound like a plan, gang?
That's no fun.
yeah, I'm trying to steer it in a different direction, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we should go there. But nah. Lily, you got a lot of stuff going on at the watch company, and we got to talk about at least that at some point, Abington, don't we? Because this is a big day
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a huge day. Yeah.
Let's talk
should
about
talk
this.
About it?
Yeah. Tell okay. everybody what's going on with the Abington Watch Company today.
So today we released our fourth design, our fourth watch in the history of the company. It's called Catherine. And we've had the Jackie and Amelia and the Elise, and now we have Catherine. Of course, we still have our dive style that's going to be coming out in the summer. But Catherine is our newest aviation watch, and I am so impressed with this watch. It's been about a year and a half in the works, kind of in the secret works, but we wanted to make sure that our pilots knew that we did not forget about them when we introduced dive watches. Mm-hmm. So we came out with, we released this new aviation watch, and it is amazing.
Well,
it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay, so the Catherine is being released today on Valentine's Day. This
yes.
brand new watch specifically designed for female aviators by female aviators like Abington and her crew. And so yep. what makes it unique other than if guys wear it, they would be like shunned in the general population? Or I don't know. Maybe everyone's okay with that now. I don't even know how to handle that one. But it's really for...
We're all accepting.
Okay.
All
right. If you're comfortable enough to wear a watch made for women and you're a dude, that's your business. And we have nothing against that as well. But what makes it unique just from a... you know, a watch standpoint for aviators, period.
So one of the things that, the biggest thing that we did, we put a stopwatch on there because we always use stopwatches with everything, especially when we're doing some of the more advanced IFR flying. But the biggest thing that I find really unique, you won't find this on another aviation watch. I'm talking all the major brands that make aviation watches, even up to the high-end, super high-end luxury, mm-hmm. they cannot use this because we patented it.
Ah.
It's what we're calling an alpha bezel. It helps you remember ATIS because... if you have ever flown an airplane, are rated, you've at some point, either in your flight training or your professional flying or even just your fun flying, have forgotten to write down ATIS. This is something every single pilot has done.
Right.
And if you say you haven't, you are lying. Because I know I've done it multiple times.
I've done it maybe once, I'm guessing.
Maybe once.
Maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't say that because Ed's not here.
Per flight.
Oh,
per flight.
Thank you, Keith.
So basically what we did is we put the alphabet along the inside of the bezel and we made it a bidirectional rotating bezel. So you can rotate the bezel on the watch and we put a little magnifying window, kind of like how Rolex has over their date.
Right.
So you can see it really big. Mm-hmm. So we put that in a different place on the face, and you can rotate the letter A through Z underneath that magnifying buzz bubble when you pick up AIS.
Nice.
So rotate it on your watch. It's right there. It's a quick memory aid. You're set to go. Continue on with your landing or your departure.
And so, easy. Say if you have it set to like C, ATIS, it's that hour, and then you set the bezel to that, you'll actually see like, my C hour's up. I got to switch to a new ATIS or get an updated ATIS type of thing?
Exactly, because yeah. A lot of times when we're picking up ATIS, we're, 10 miles, we're sometimes 10 minutes from the airport still. So there's a while until we're calling tower. And from the time that we've done our approach or our mm-hmm. descent checklist or whatever we've done since we've picked up ATIS, we may have forgotten what it was.
Right.
And that's usually what happens. So when tower says, do you have information, blah, 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 or what's your current information, or we're just calling in to say, hey, we're coming into land, then we can take a quick glance at our watch, say, oh, yeah, that's right, it's Charlie, and continue on.
Well, that sounds pretty pretty ingenious to me. What do you think there, Keith?
I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Because, as we get involved, especially as Abington stated, when you get into the more advanced IFR and you've got all these other things that you're concerned about, such as getting your approach chart out and getting your radios and nav aids set up for the approach and worrying about other traffic that's, around you, which way you're going to be sequenced into the traffic and all these other things that you're concerned about, it's very easy to forget, what the code was for that ATIS.
Yes, and the fact that you would have to wear a woman's watch to know this, if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do. Maybe
it goes along with your coffee.
Are you making fun of my frappuccino?
Yes.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
But it's good coffee, and I think it's good for you. Well, and actually, probably not. But I just can't drink black coffee. That's just not my style. That doesn't mean that I'm not a good human being, Keith. Come on.
Well, Ed will tell you that a real pilot will drink black coffee.
Okay. Well, so what are you saying? I can't be a real pilot and drink like a frappuccino from Starbucks? Abington, help me out here.
I'm just saying that's what Ed's going to tell you.
Well, he can't be right all the time, and I can only say that because he's not here today. But Abington, you'd back me up there, wouldn't you?
Sorry, buddy. I only drink black coffee because I'm a real
pirate.
Oh, my
God! Oh, brother. Well, this feature.
Thanks, Abington.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
Whatever, you two.
Just keep talking to me.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay, so, you have to. This.
I would if Greg would just shut up for a minute.
Love is in the air. It's Valentine's Day, and yeah, I feel like a third wheel. What is the deal with this patent you have on your new watches, though, Abington? The Catherine has this new feature that allows you to track ATIS. Great idea, but it's only for women. You only made this for girls or women. What's up with that? What is Sky supposed to do?
Oh, well, you can totally wear the Catherine. I mean, there's it's a 40 millimeter case, so it's a solid size. It's a really, really good size. It's a unisex style.
Oh.
And it doesn't have, diamonds or anything froofy on it. Well, there's some colors that it comes in, pink mm-hmm. and purple.
Yeah.
But it also comes in a
storm. But that would bring
black,
out my cheekbones,
is
what you're saying.
Oh, it would. I think...
Oh,
but it also comes in a
right along with your
black,
orange
black
shorts
face.
That bring out your cheekbones.
Okay, quit it. Don't bring my other job into this.
So there's totally a style for you, and a lot of guys that support women who fly. They wear the Amelia, which came in a jet black. So, I mean, you've got a unisex style and color with the Catherine.
Well, you know,
totally sport it.
Our airplanes, we refer to them as women sometimes.
Maybe that's true.
I can pull it off that way.
I think you could.
No, that ain't going to work for you.
Thanks for the support, buddy.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes. Yes.
Come on and fly. Makes everything all right. Way up in the sky. Yeah, yeah. Got to feel alive.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. We kind of got like a three-way crew thing going on Just Plane Radio today. I don't know if that's appropriate or inappropriate. You can take it whatever way you like, but that's what you get. Me, Keith, and thank God we have Abington to keep it from not being like totally awkward. You hear what I'm saying? Or is it too late?
No, I hear you.
I
hear
you.
Yeah, way too late. All right, let's talk about some aviation news stuff. Now, I brought this up earlier before you joined us, Sarah Abington, about that the student pilot in a Cirrus that lost control of his plane, crashed the plane, but he walked away with it with some bumps and bruises, broken wrist. And as Keith pointed out earlier, he started talking about, well, that sounds like pilot error. He got in the vortices of the plane in front of him. He shouldn't have taken off so early, which is probably true, or it could be the case. However, I looked at it from a student pilot standpoint, like, my God, he walked away from a plane crash. God bless him, and God bless Cirrus for making these planes in a way that you can do such a thing. Just like that guy a few weeks ago who had to ditch his plane in the Pacific, and the parachute pretty much saved him from a less fortunate ending in that situation. I think that's a big plus for Cirrus. How do you look at that, Abington?
Well, you know, I'm sure Cirrus is probably bummed that there's two airplanes that are completely destroyed and one's at the bottom of the ocean,
right.
So they're flying.
Yeah.
But they did do the job that they were built for. You know,
yeah.
These airplanes were built with roll cages in them and all these other safety features. So I'm sure they are cheering every time it saves a life.
Right. And that's definitely how I would look at it. Now, have we changed your mind just a tad now, Keith? Now
no.
I've kind of redirected your focus on the survival aspect?
No, I mean, I can certainly appreciate the fact that they've built a roll cage into the airplane and, mm-hmm. and those types of things. But, again, you know, we talked about this, I think when we talked about the guy who pulled the chute over the ocean. You know, sometimes when you have these safety features, it causes pilots not to think because – hey, I'm going to rely on something else. And so I don't know if that happened in this particular case. If the guy just said, you know, hey, the airplane's built, it can take it, you know, I can take it, and he went ahead and took off.
So you're thinking because you have a plan B, you know that in the back of your mind that you might could rely on it more than you should. That's what you're
correct.
Trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
well,
like there's been instances where people have pulled a parachute when they should have continue to fly the airplane.
I gotcha.
Or not get themselves into a situation. There was one in South Florida where a guy took off, and whether that he shouldn't have, he's a VFR pilot, ended up getting stuck up on top. He was VFR on top, but there wasn't a hole that he could get down through and land the airplane. And ultimately, he ended up destroying the airplane by pulling the chute. He landed safely, but it's an instance where somebody did something that they shouldn't have done, and if they would do their proper planning in that particular case, or in this case, saying, you know, hey, just because the tower cleared me, I'm not going to go. I'm going to wait and not take the chance.
Okay. Abington, despite Keith's sexy voice, Are we finally to a point where you do not agree with him? Yeah, you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with him, and I don't agree with him. I agree with him that there are a lot of times that the chute is pulled when it shouldn't be,
yeah.
And people do rely on it like it's a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
When you have pilots that are not 100% training all the time, every year, going to flight safety, going up, several times a month, and you have these pilots that just fly maybe not too often, don't remember their regs, don't stay on top of the procedures, don't use checklists
weekend
anymore.
Warriors.
You're going to get stupid pilots. I mean, I know we want to put more pilots out there, and I do want this industry to grow, but when we put more pilots out there, we're going to have some poor flight instructors that don't train properly and some poor pilots that don't listen to their good flight instructors. Mm-hmm. That's just going to happen. The more people that fly, the more idiots are going to get in the air. And I'm not saying that everybody is that has pulled a chute when they shouldn't, but there's a reason why we train without having emotional decisions. We're supposed to train like it's war. So when it does become war, it appears like training. And that's what I teach my students. I train them very hard with every emergency situation possible so that when those happen, they can just treat it like training. And, I think that a lot of people, when it comes to the Cirrus aircraft or some of the other ones that have these built-in safety features, they rely too much on those and they forget their training.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you sound like you're in agreement there. This war type of approach, that's kind of a new angle. I don't know. Is there like a boot camp you put them through and everything too, Abington? Or are you just talking about as far as like the checklists and that kind of stuff? What do you mean?
When it comes to emergencies, when you're looking at emergencies like this guy's on VFR on top, then, if you know how your airplane works on all levels, I'm talking electrical system, pneumatic if it has it, and whatever other types of systems that you have to work with, those are the tools available to you in any situation that you're in, be it bad or good. So use the tools that you have. There was a situation where I was flying a twin-engine aircraft, and my RPM gauge went out, just the dial. The engine was still running perfectly fine, and I happened to have a tack box or an RPM gauge box from a mechanic had left it in the plane.
Hmm.
So it wasn't on the airplane, and this was one of my ferry flights too. So this is an RPM gauge that went dead while I was over the ocean on one of my engines.
That can't
so
be good. I'm guessing.
Know that the engine is.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that the airplane's still going to fly. I don't need to start freaking out that one of my needles is pegged at zero, and I can continue the flight safely. And I found that box in between the two pilot seats, and I would just point it out over it was my right engine, point it out over to the right engine and click it every hour just to make sure that it was still the right RPM as my left engine. Everything was still synced up. So my prop sync was gone, all of that was.
Hmm.
But when you have the necessary tools and you have systems in the airplane that everything is working, then you can use that in any situation. So I think, pilots, they shouldn't just learn checklists, memorize their emergency checklists. They really need to know their aircraft and know what they can use, what they can't. I mean, there's a whole list that somebody gave me once about if you crash an airplane and you're in wilderness, what parts of the airplane you can use. You can unscrew your beacon light and use it as a cup for water. I mean, there's so many things that are available. The insulation in the on the firewall can be used for kindling, can be used for warmth.
Now, wait a minute. Survivor Man or
stuff.
Yeah, this sounds like a show from Survival Man or something on Discovery.
I think it should be.
Yeah, that's pretty. I never thought about that. We ought to take our plane apart.
I'm kind of going on a tangent.
I kind of like this. Keith, have you ever done that? Have you ever thought about taking apart one of the planes and seeing what parts we could use in a survival situation? This is good stuff. I like this.
It is very good, and I totally agree with Abington that that's the way people should be trained. And, of course, you're familiar, Greg, with our style of training, and that's exactly what we do. We grill people to understand and know this stuff. too many times people just want to get by, you know, the least amount of work possible. But in an airplane that you can take over any kind of terrain and any kind of weather conditions for the most part, and if you can get stuck someplace, you have to know what the survival is. So you should be carrying that stuff.
The better part of this is, well, you know, the plane that I was training in was Keith's plane. He owned it. So the idea of me training again in his plane and starting to take it apart and actually see, yeah, I don't.
You're kind of liking this idea now, aren't you?
It just sounds, you know, there could be a lot of payback, I guess, is what I'm saying, for the abuse I've taken on the air here for many, many weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I got his blessing. That's
just
all that matters.
Just remember, I can fix the airplane.
Well, that's true. And then I would be able to fly it again, or you're saying I wouldn't be able to? If I take it apart, I figure...
I guess you're just going to have to take the chance and figure that out.
No, if I take it apart, you'll have to put it back together, because I sure as hell won't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know how to take it apart, though. I know how to work a screwdriver. That's about it. But I'll learn
Sounds
more.
Like someone needs their A&P.
Definitely not.
Is that the name of my meds? Is that what she's talking about?
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go! Fly! Be free!
Time for me to fly! I want to set myself free! Time for me to fly! That's just how it's got to be! I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly!
Just so we're clear, because I know what you mean, Abington, but when you say I need my A&P, you're talking about a grocery store, right? The chain or something? It wasn't my meds. I was joking. It was, no, A&P is what? Yeah, I know this, but I want to make sure we illustrate this for anyone listening so they pick up the proper terminology and can be informed as general aviators. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Okay, so.
It stands for aviation propellant.
Of course it does. Who wouldn't know such a thing? Okay. And you would concur, Abington?
Yes. Or airframe and power plant.
Okay, yeah, airframe and power plant. I was just testing you. Just testing you. All right, well, we'll leave that one alone, and people can, you know, they can Google accordingly. All right, so let's talk about some other stuff going on in your neck of the woods. Now, you're based out of Vegas, Abington, and your better half actually has a big flight school out there, just like we do in Orlando at Flight Training Professionals. What is it called out there in Vegas? Elite? Is that it?
Elite Flight Training and Management.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are doing something new, or Sean is working something new out there, isn't he? Care to share?
Yeah. He's doing some very, very cool stuff with the school here. iFlyElite.com. We do helicopters and airplanes, and twins, singles, the whole thing. We've got a Redbird simulator. He is right now actually in Korea for the, I forget what it's, the whole acronym of it, but it's the Aviation Training Conference that's out there right now going on. They have another one in Orlando right before Sun and Fun.
Yeah, what is that, Keith? You know what she's talking about, don't you? Isn't that the one Ed always goes to every year? The training?
World Aviation Training Symposium, I think is what it's called. WATS,
yes, W-A-T-S. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So he's been coordinating with a lot of airlines to bring students in through the school. Mm-hmm. They just became a feeder school for Piedmont, which is right there out of Florida, I believe, right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Yeah. So basically what happens is you get assigned your seniority number at the start of your training, from your private pilot training. And seniority in the airlines is a huge deal. So it's all about where you lie, you know, in terms of seniority. So the fact that you are already issued a seniority number when you're at 0 hours of flight training, and then you basically have a job when you're done, that's really cool. They just introduced a flat rate program from a student pilot to CFII for $55,000, all ratings, which is incredibly cheap. They're offering financing with Sallie Mae. There's just so much that is going on with Elite right now that is really, really exciting. I've never seen the company grow so quickly. And the fact that he's over there right now at this training conference in Korea, and then he's, of course, going to be at the one in Orlando. So I think there's going to be a lot more room that we're going to see more things happening with getting students into the airlines or getting them into the career paths, and hopefully pumping out some really good pilots.
What do you think about that, Keith? That sounds pretty good. Zero to hero for, you know, 55 Gs. That's not a bad deal, isn't it?
That's an incredible deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think the lowest I have heard so far, I think, was 66 or 62,000.
Yeah,
down in South Florida.
And then once you go through that program, you can make like what, half a mil? Well, what's a general salary coming out of something like that? Do we know? What would you say?
Well, you know, initially when you come out, you're going to be a flight instructor, so. You know, that depends on where you go work as to what you can make as a flight instructor, anywhere from, you know, probably $15 an hour to, you know, $50 an hour or more. And but once you get on with the airlines, you're looking at probably still somewhere in the neighborhood of about $24,000 to $25,000 a year to start.
Mm-hmm.
Your first year, anyway.
First year. You got to get some hours under your belt before you can make the big bucks, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yeah.
Now, Abington, is he trying to tie in with any of the degree programs or no?
He is. Yeah, no, he absolutely is. Right now, because he can accept Elite can accept Sallie Mae financing through UNLV. It's a non-degree program at this point, but they're looking at bringing it into a degree program, so you can get that as well.
That way you can get your ATP for you can get on with an airline with less than the 1,500 hours for the ATP.
Exactly. And that's the whole goal. They actually did offer that last year with another university. However, the VA went through a huge audit, if you recall. It made a lot of news. And so they, because it was a VA degree program, and so they had to stop that program with the audit. So right now we're looking at a few universities to continue the degree program. Hopefully UNLV will be able to make that happen since it's our local university here in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Now, is he going to do an ATP-CTP course as well?
I'm not sure. I know they do ATP training here. Especially, they do a lot of preparation for the test, for the practical. One of the old owners of this school, he runs that program, and it's a weekend course to help you train for the practical, simulator, ground, the whole bit. And then you can also schedule with the examiner here. One of the things that they do here, they're the only school in the country that is proficiency based.
I just heard you say do-do, so you better back up just a tad.
That's why she's talking to you, Greg. Do-do.
I'll talk slower.
Okay.
Proficiency-based training basically means that I don't want to make it sound super, super simple, but the FAA has certain requirements, right? You have X number of hours of night training, X numbers of solo, whatever. What proficiency-based training is means when you are ready, let's say you're ready to solo after an hour, then you can go solo. We'll let you solo.
It sounds like Greg-based training. You know. Specifically designed with me in mind. And that'll only help everybody. And you know what? We'll have to leave it at that on this Valentine's Day. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Ooh, I like that.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.